If you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed or stressed out, worried about life or about the future, this podcast is going to help you feel better. And we're going to go through many different methods to shift your feeling state so you can relax, you can feel safe and secure and at peace. And from that place, you can create and manifest the life that you want. So let's jump into this. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a magical podcast to feel that you've already attained everything and come into those beautiful, good feelings of success and well-being and happiness and peace and contentment. And then from that place, we can act and bring forth the beautiful life that we want. So welcome, welcome. Now, the reason I'm doing this particular episode is because I was talking to my team and my students and friends of mine, and it just seemed like so many people were feeling stressed out or worried or overwhelmed. Just too much. There's so many things happening in the world, and there's so many things happening in our lives that it can just be too much. And when we have overwhelm, what normally happens is we end up shutting down emotionally, because once there's too much stimulation, too many things, it kind of blows the circuits. And so I kind of feel that a lot of the world, the way it is with technology and information and all these different things happening, it's causing this overloaded state. And good news is we can get out of that. So let's go through the different things you can do to start feeling better. And there's actually 8 levels of life. In my book, The Dharma Keys, I talk about the 8 levels of life: spiritual, mental, emotional, your dharma, your health, relationships, environment, and finances, right? There's these 8 levels of life, and they all exist, whether we like them or not. They're all there, and they're all having an effect on us, and we're having an effect on them. And so let's start with the body, with our health, because this is one of the easiest things we can do to start feeling better. So just a couple basic things. Maybe you're already doing this, maybe you're not. If you're feeling stressed, one of the best things you can do is to eat more fats. So that means olive oil, coconut oil, ghee, things like that, right? Healthy fats, because that starts to put you into ketosis, which is a state where you just generally feel much more relaxed. So if someone's just having tons of sugar and tons of sugary things and caffeine and all these things, living on caffeine and sugar and carbs, it makes us feel somewhat anxious in and of itself. So if you increase the fats, you will notice that you feel better. Avocados are a great thing. Avocados with salt on them. You know, avocado on toast is quite comforting. Some of these foods, they can bring us into that more relaxed state. And that's a good place to begin, because if we haven't eaten enough, because sometimes when we're stressed out, we don't eat enough, or if we're comfort eating the wrong stuff, loads of sugary ice creams or whatever it is, it doesn't work out very well. So things like coconut yogurt, ghee, nut butters, pumpkin seeds, by the way, pumpkin seeds and pumpkin seed butter creates serotonin, and it has tryptophan. So if you eat pumpkin seeds and cashew nuts, or cashew nut butter and pumpkin seed butter, these are some wonderful products that you can eat and feel much more relaxed, right? Once you do that, you'll often feel much better without doing anything else. and also increasing the protein. So you want to try and reduce the sugar a little bit, increase the protein, increase fats, because they make you feel more grounded and calm. It's also very important to drink enough water, not drink enough whiskey. Just drink enough whiskey, you'll be all right. So you know, drink water and put electrolytes in your water. You know, put some salt in or get some of those electrolyte drops. Because if you're hydrated and you have healthy fats and protein, cashew nuts, you know, or pumpkin seeds, what a wonderful upgrade that is, right? Many, many people are not doing these things. They're living on sugar and also they're living on caffeine. Now, I enjoy my espresso machine and I like my teas. I have attempted to give up caffeine, but I find my life's more fun with it. So I drink caffeine. But if I have too much, it's a bad thing. I remember when I was in Hawaii, they ran out of normal coffee. So they had this iced coffee and it was so good that I had to go back for another one. And then I realized it was a bad thing to do and I was just freaking out. So once you have too much caffeine, that it doesn't help very much feeling relaxed, right? So try and reduce the caffeine to the amount that you can handle nicely. So if you do these things, drink enough water, electrolytes, fats and proteins, healthy fats and proteins, and the pumpkins and cashews, I think that will help a lot. Next thing you can do is to do some somatic exercises. I'll share one with you now, which we can do together. This is something I learned from someone who's an expert in somatic exercises, helping people relax their nervous system. And it's simply saying, using the tone of voo, voo, right? You can do it with me if you want, if you're somewhere that you can do it. We'll just do a quick round of voos. Because apparently what this does is it brings the nervous system into a parasympathetic nervous system so that it starts to feel very relaxed. And so let's just do a few rounds. You might notice you're feeling better already. Just do one more. It's like humming, right? You can do a whole bunch of those and it will start to calm your nervous system. Ah, isn't that wonderful? So, practical things. Another thing you can do is to do long breaths. What does it mean? It means that instead of trying to have deep breaths, because this is a myth, people say big deep breaths, right? I mean, if you're not breathing enough, then it's good to breathe more. But if you actually have lots and lots and lots of big breaths, like lots and lots of air in, then it actually stimulates us. People use that to like pump themselves up. But if you're already stressed out, then the best thing to do is to do long breaths, which means that you breathe in. Let's say, for example, you breathe in for the count of five. Then you hold it for seven. And then you breathe out for nine, the count of nine. So let's just do one of those. So breathing in. Holding it. And then slow out breath. And let's do it again. Breathe in for five. Hold it. Breathe out slowly, slowly, slowly. And one last one, breathe in for five. Hold it. And breathing out very slowly and calmly. Yay, isn't that great? So if you do that, combined with the voos, do some oms if you want as well, but voo is apparently the special tone for relaxing. So breathing slowly actually is proven to relax your body, and also the voos help. Now, the next thing that you can do is to get your environment, like your home space, very cozy. And, you know, use wherever you work as much as possible. If you work in an office or something, it might be a little more difficult, but having comfortable situations. So many people are putting up with stressful things, like even clothes. If your clothes are too tight and your chair is uncomfortable and you're wearing clothes that you don't like the texture of, and there's all these things, right? We don't realize how they affect us. So in my place here where I am in Sedona, I have this wonderful place where I lie down. It's basically like a couch bed with all these pillows, and I look over the mountains. And it's super cozy. I've even got this huge plant that kind of hangs over the top, so it's kind of like I'm in the tropics, right next to the plants. And I've got these salt lamp and this other red light, kind of like golden colored light, and this, everything's like designed to be very, very relaxing. So if you can just get comfortable, get nice pillows, you know, this is a like holistic approach. Make everything nice and cozy for you so you physically feel safe. Safe, warm. If you're cold, you want to warm yourself up. And also play peaceful music. I have some playlists that I can put in the description that I find peaceful. I like listening to primarily two or three kinds of music. One is meditation type music, which is very relaxing. And then the other one is jazz, but relaxing jazz, because that has a sort of like everything's fine vibe about it. And then, you know, certain more spiritual mantra type music. I have loads of other music I listen to as well, but they're in terms of just like relaxing, they're categories. But you can pick music that you find relaxing, that calms your nervous system. So if you're listening to peaceful music, playing it in the background or listening to it, I normally have music playing all the time in the background. When I come back from somewhere, I come into my house and I'm like, ah, so nice, so relaxed. Ah, right? So play the music, have comfortable clothes, comfortable pillows, everything nice and cozy. And then do the voos, have your coconut products or whatever you like, and nut butters and various types of fats. You're going to feel so much better. You know, some people might be like, well, what about CBD oil? And what about, you know, kratom, I think it's called, and these other like things like that. I think they have a time and a place. If you're super stressed out, and some of these more potent natural relaxing things help, then by all means, go for it. Only problem with them is that if we can't relax without them, we've done ourselves a disservice. So I actually have a cupboard full of these fascinating little things, but I don't hardly ever use them. They're kind of there in emergencies. Because I think these other things are better. But if it comes down to it and like you've got no other choice and that helps, then go for it. So nice cozy place. And then what about people, right? People are often a cause of stress. I mean, if you think about it, nearly all of our cause of stress is related to human beings in some way, whether it's human beings we don't know, people wrecking the environment. Do you know what I mean? Making too much noise, causing chaos in the world, right? So there's two groups of people, ultimately. There's people who we can control, or not control them, but we can control whether or not we spend time with them, right? people where we have a choice whether or not we are with them. And then there is people who we can't do anything about at all, right? So this is really important you listen to this carefully, because this is often a major cause of stress. The bigger group of people who we can't control in any way, the best thing to do is to completely ignore them. Just say, I'm not interested and I'm not going to pay any attention. So that means to just don't pay any attention to bad things happening in the news or what so-and-so said and this person did this. Unless it's directly related to your life, just completely ignore it. Just cancel it, clear it out of your mind. You'll be amazed how much more relaxed you feel when you are not involved in anyone else's drama. Because dealing with our own life, dealing with our own life is a big job, isn't it? It's a lot of work. You have to eat right, think right, do all these things, take care of stuff. But that's in itself a massive project. And then there's all these other things. You can't do anything about it. And it often stresses the mind out and makes us feel anxious. So if you can just say, I'm not interested, I don't want to hear about any of this stuff at all, you'll start to find you feel much, much, much more relaxed. So what can you do to release those unnecessary relationships or that unnecessary information out of your life? Ah, that is a huge relief, by the way. You know, when you say, I don't care what's going on. Not that you're not caring about anyone else, but there's nothing you can do, and all that's happening is you're getting stressed. One of the people I work with, she was telling me about, she was driving somewhere with her daughter, and her daughter wanted to listen to a true crime podcast. And she said, all right, fine, you know. So she's listened to it. And of course, these podcasts, they are interesting. I mean, they're curiosity, right? But then afterwards, she got home and she's like, I better lock the doors more carefully and I better do this and better do this. I remember Ariel, who I used to work with and live with, she watched a, when we were in Hawaii, right? She heard about some people in New York City whose pressure cooker exploded and it burnt down their house, right? In New York City. And it was a different sort of thing. And she was like unplugging all the appliances in our house. I was like, why is everything unplugged? Like, I have to plug it all back in again. She's like, oh, because someone, I'm like, no. Just because someone in another place, like thousands of miles away, like 6 hours time zone difference away, had some problem, which was not even related to anything we have. Why do we have to unplug all the things in the house? And I had to, like, it took a while to get them all plugged in and her feel relaxed about it. But that's the effect this stuff has on us on some level. We hear these crazy stories and then we think, oh my God. And then we start acting in weird ways when it's not related to us. And if you think about it from a law of attraction point of view, if we are absorbing crazy ideas in our mind and we get in the frequency, the energy frequency of those things, is it more likely or less likely that it's going to happen to us? Like if someone's thinking, oh my God, I hope my house doesn't burn down. I hope no one attacks me. I hope nothing bad happens. If they're in that kind of fear place long enough, it's more likely they'll end up in creating that situation unconsciously than if they're relaxed and at peace and just calm. So that's a huge relief. If you want to feel more relaxed, less overwhelmed, then just cancel all of these things. And then what about the people who you are around, right? If you have a choice with to be around certain people and not be around them, then choose carefully who you spend time with. I'm very, very selective, and many, many people over time they become very selective because you have to look after your state of being. If you're around someone and every time you spend time with them, they're stressed and you're stressed, and then you think about things and you can't think properly and you're all worried all the time, that's not helping anyone. It's not helping them. It's not helping you. There are some people who they just drain your energy. So if you can avoid them or just spend less time with them, you will feel much more relaxed and you can give back to the world more if you're looking after yourself. So are there any people in your life? Like one of my students was sharing the other day that she's been in a relationship for 5 years, 5 or 6 years, and she realizes it's very bad for her and she's going to let it go. That's a big deal, right? But she's going to feel much, much better afterwards once she's got over the initial shock of the system. So we need to make sure that our relationships are healthy and supportive and nourishing. And if they're not, then we need to find a way of reducing that and finding better people, because the world is full of people, right? Billions and billions of people here on this planet, and there's lots of good people around. And if you can't find good people, then listen to podcasts of good people who are talking to you, giving you blessings. So I'm giving you blessings, you're my friend, you know, there's like a connection with people, even if you're not there physically, you can absorb it through content as well. But of course there's nothing like in the real thing, real people in person who you love, who are good company. So that is another wonderful way of relaxing, is to be around relaxing people in a relaxing place with relaxing music and relaxing food. Then you can do your and breathe slowly. And then let's talk about the mind, emotion, spiritual side of things. You know, one of the things that's really helped me personally is to realize and recognize that I am a spiritual being, consciousness. And consciousness is eternal and has no end. No end, right? Because I've been practicing meditation for 25 years. I have courses on meditation. I teach meditation. I have meditation commentaries. You can listen to all that stuff, right? On Insight Timer and other places. And the key thing here is that when you realize you're an eternal being, you are not your body. You're not limited by the body. This real self is invisible presence, consciousness. When you realize you're eternal and immortal, then you can relax. That's one of the best things. I didn't start with this because this is a little bit more advanced. But as soon as you realize, not theoretically, but from your heart, yes, I am eternal being. I'm endless. So no matter what chaos and crazy stuff's happening in my life or in your life, you're safe because you're a spiritual being that can't be killed. There's no end. So we can run out of money, we can die of starvation, but we'll never end. I mean, it's not going to happen, but just know that you're totally fine under all circumstances. This is a wonderful peace of mind. When you let that ground into your being, it changes your life. So you can just visualize yourself as a tiny point of light, like a shining star that is immortal, never-ending, unlimited. And you're just this wonderful shining light that you've already attained everything. And no matter what's happening in this great game of life, you're always safe. And if you're interested in deepening this awareness, you can listen to some of the meditations. They're all free, you know. Well, I have lots of free things to help you experience these higher states of consciousness, because ultimately it's the most powerful, effective way. So that helps the mind, that also helps the emotions and the body and everything else, that consciousness. You can also think in your mind, I'm okay, everything's okay, it's going to be all right. And just talk to yourself, learn to talk to yourself kindly. Everything's going to be fine, it's all good, nothing to worry about, it's going to get better and better. There's the solution to every problem. I'm committed to achieving success, and this is all going to work itself out. These sort of thoughts. Because if the mind is going, oh my God, it's a total disaster, there's no way around this, everything's terrible, why is it happening, why is it happening? It's not going to help. If you think everything's going to be okay, just relax, it's going to be better and better. Sometimes I actually talk to myself. If I find myself, for whatever reason, too much going on, I actually say to myself, Michael, just calm down. Just calm down. Everything's fine. Don't worry. It's all good. Just a little conversation like that, just for a few seconds, and it just calms it down. Because the human animal, like the kind of the part of us, the limbic system, the limbic brain, right? They've got these three brains. The limbic system, the limbic brain, the lizard brain, and then you've got the mammal brain, and then you've got the prefrontal cortex. The rational part of us is fine, right? But that can go offline, and the lizard brain, the kind of animal freaked out, ah, oh my God. So we tell ourselves, just calm down, it's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Just relax. Just lie down, do some breathing. Eat properly, drink enough water, do some food, you know, all these things. You have that conversation. So there's a higher part of you talking to the more freaked out part of you, calming it down. And with money, right? Money is another cause of stress. It's worth actually looking at your money. I know that could cause stress potentially, but many times we're not looking at it enough. And the reason that we're stressed out, because I talk to a lot of different people about different things, and money is a big challenge for many people. And they don't look at their money. So they don't know how much they have, and they don't know what's really going on with their expenses, and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to run out of money, but they don't know what's happening. So if you just sit down and look at it, look at your bank accounts, and just think, you know, how long can I live without making any more money? Just get a sense of it. How much am I spending? This is a bigger project, which we can talk about another time, but just realizing that you're not going to immediately. And it's not like everything's going to end and you're going to be totally without anything. There's always ways of getting more money, and there's always ways of reducing expenses in one way or the other. And so once you're feeling more relaxed, it's worth paying attention to these things, because when you know what's happening with your money, then you will actually give a part of you that's stressed out a reason just to relax. And if you need to improve your cash flow situation, then you can. And you can use the methods we talk about in this podcast, about visualizing what you want, holding the vision, taking action, use the Miracle Journal and all these things to start creating more wealth. That's a whole big topic, which we're not going to get into. But just having a quick look at the cash flow and realizing that you're probably fine for a certain amount of time, and so there's no point stressing out now. You might as well just relax. It's not like you're going to get kicked out of your house tomorrow or something like that. So another thing you can do is to do what we call a brain drain. Brain drain, which is where you get a piece of paper and you write down all the things that are on your mind. Just get them out of your head onto paper. And then whatever you can't change, you cross it out. So I'm not going to worry about that. There's nothing I can do about it. Not going to do that. And if there are things that you can take care of, then just take care of them. Because when you do, they're no longer lingering in the back of your mind. What I personally have found helpful is just taking action imperfectly on these different things that are lingering in the back of my head. Because what can happen is we might feel stressed out and we might think, oh, I have to get it perfect, I can't do it now, and this and that. We have all these excuses. So it just never happens. But if we say, let me just move this thing forward that's bothering me on some level, a little bit, or just knock it out in some way, it gets taken care of. It's like out of the mind. Because the overwhelm is when there's too many things happening in our mind at the same time. We can't do anything about all of them. So if you can just take action, like when I'm working on projects, I'm a perfectionist, have perfectionist tendencies, right? So, oh, this isn't ready. I'm working on a project, it's been nearly 6 weeks. I'm like, oh, just making headway now because I'm such a perfectionist. But I just sit down and just keep at it, keep doing stuff. And if I need to deal with something, just send the email, phone the person, send the text message, just get it done. Have the conversation, because it actually clears the stress. It might seem stressful to do some of these things that are bothering us, but actually you feel much more relaxed afterwards. So the brain drain, you write down everything that's bothering you. Whatever you can't change, just cross it off. Whatever you can change, see what you can do to move it forward imperfectly in some form. Because then it gets cleared out to the point where there's nothing left after a while. And last thing I'll mention is technology, cell phones, content. We touched on this already. This is such a big deal because back in the day, people didn't spend hours and hours consuming content. This is a very new thing. People would read books and they'd talk to people and do their work, but they weren't sitting around, you know, spending 6-8 hours a day looking at random things, right? This is a new phenomenon. And what's happened to us as a society is we got way too much knowledge about random things that we can't do anything about. And as a result of that, it's filled up our brain and our mind. And a lot of that stuff is quite shocking and it has to be processed. And instead of processing it, what tends to happen is if we're overwhelmed and we haven't processed all of life and all the content, then what often happens is people consume more to try and distract themselves from what's already there, which is understandable, right? But unfortunately, it doesn't work because just adding more chaos to existing chaos isn't solving the problem, is it really? So what I personally do, and I've mentioned this before if you've listened to my other podcasts, is I have this box. It might not be practical for everyone. It's got a lid on it and you can lock your stuff. So even now I have my cell phone and the plug for the internet in the box, and I can't go online for at least another, I don't know, 10, 12 hours tomorrow when it goes back on again. And that means that even if I am tempted to, you know, distract myself in some way, I can't do it. It's just out of sight, out of mind. So that's one of the best things to do is basically make it easy to do the things that you want, like eat the foods that are good for you. Relax, breathe, do the things that will make you feel more calm. Make those things easy, comfortable. And the things that are likely to spin you out, stress you out, make them very, very hard to get involved with. Like if a person is stressing you out, the best thing to do is make yourself unavailable. I was talking to a friend of mine and she was in this relationship. And the guy was texting and calling all the time and stressing her out, and she didn't really want to be in the relationship, but she didn't want to let it go either. And this was just causing her so much stress, and she finally just said, look, I'm not interested. This is not good for me. I can't handle this. And she felt so much relief, right, when she had the courage just to have the conversation. It's not easy, some of these things, not easy. But afterwards, she was telling me like she felt this massive relief and the whole of her life improved. She went to the beach, everything looked more sparkly and magical, everything was more vibrant. She felt like a whole curse, like everything had lifted. And that wonderful peace washed over her being. So that's what happens when you remove people who aren't good for you out of your life. The last thing I'll mention is sleep, actually. Sleep is absolutely critical. I pay attention to getting lots of sleep. So make sure you've got a very comfy bed that you really like. Comfy, you know, sheets, soft, nice pillows. You know, it's really worth upgrading your sleeping stuff if you haven't done it. If in doubt and you're not sleeping well, just learn more about sleep hygiene and sleep equipment, you know, decent mattresses and all this stuff that shouldn't have chemicals and all these things in it, right? Natural organic mattresses and sheets and pillows and everything makes a big difference. And create your bedroom in such a way that it feels very relaxing, nice lighting, very calm, clutter-free, you know, minimal, peaceful. Don't do anything else in the bed. If you can have a bed that's only for sleeping, nothing else at all. And of course, if you're in a relationship, you know, there's certain things. But if you have another place, like a different room, if ideally that the best situation, there's studies on this, right? Best situation for sleep is where you sleep on your own in a bed that you don't do anything else in. Because then what happens is that as soon as you lie down, you associate that bed with sleep, right? And then you'll just drift away nicely. Be like, ah, this is great. Now, of course, I know what it's like being in relationships, and I've slept with my partner plenty of times, right? And then we also have separate rooms and ended up preferring that because being in your own aura and having your own bed is better for sleeping. Might not be better for you. I don't know what your situation is. Might not be practical. But if you have a place where you sleep very nicely, and also if the other person snores and stuff, right? You don't have, they're not going to wake you up. So you get the bed exactly the way you like it. No one's going to pull the covers off you and all these. Do you know what I mean? So, and if they get up and come back, you know, they can wake you up. So if you have your own room with your own bed and you get good sleep, it's going to change your life for the better. Really will. Go to bed earlier. Get up, you know, early is good as well, but go to bed early in your own comfortable bed. So hopefully all these things are helpful. Do whatever you can now, and I know that you'll feel better and better and better. And last thing I'll mention is that the world is going through a strange period right now. There's a lot of chaos being produced and resolved. So that's the season that we're in. But if you focus on yourself and doing the inner work and looking after your life and doing the things we've talked about, even if the world is chaotic and crazy, you will be a bright light, a peaceful being in the world. So you'll make the world a better place by your presence. So the best thing you can do to help the world is to take care of yourself and relax. It's often been said, if you want to change the world, stay at home. You know, don't get into all this chaos online and all this stuff. Just be very relaxed, and then everywhere you go, you are a blessing to everyone else. So your well-being is actually a gift to the world. So thank you for your gift. Have a beautiful day. Hope you feel better. And many, many blessings. And below this will be some links to some music and various things that can help you feel relaxed. So thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Many, many blessings.